preacher preaches a
sermon,
and the choir and the organist provide the
music.
And if you really like the sound of the music, you say that music is just
beautiful.
Yeah. And if you have a flat tire on the way to church one Sunday morning, you might say, church will be over. Church may be over
by the time I get there.
The enemy and opposite of God is called
the devil or Satan.
What do people think they see at night in the graveyards to frighten them?
Ghosts.
And if there was a house that you thought had ghosts, you'd say the house was
haunted.
And if you were if somebody gave you a choice of doing something or doing something else, you might say, well, I'd
rather do that.
Have you ever heard the expression right smart?
Somebody's right smart.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've heard that.
You've heard it like that. Have you ever heard it used in terms of quantity? Like they had a right smart of land.
No.
Okay. Now if I ask you, can you really do that? And you say, I
sure can.
If somebody came to see you and you had sort of enjoyed the visit, you might say, well, come
see us again.
Mm-hmm. And on Christmas, around Christmas time, when you greet someone, you might say,
Merry Christmas.
And on the first day of January,
you have a Happy New Year.
And another way of saying thank you might be to say, I'm much
obliged.
Oh,
gross. Much obliged.
You know, like you might say, it wasn't just a little cold this morning, it was
freezing.
Well, if you were using it with cold, and
it,
you were using
it was it was very cold. Mm-hmm.
And this is nothing I like to know about a generation thing. When you're talking to adults, do you say yes when you're answering? Do you say yes?
Yes, sir.
Yes, do you say
it? Depends on the person.
How does it go?
If it's someone I don't know and I want to make sure I make a good impression, I say yes, sir, or no, sir. Mm-hmm. If it's just somebody that I don't really care, I'll say yes.
Well,
no.
Would you say
it's
somebody mine?
Probably not.
There has to be more of an age difference.
It's got to be somebody that has something over me. You know, someone that I'm in a position where I better impress them.
Right. If you're not sure whether you'll have time to do something, you might say, well, I'm not sure, but
I might.
Okay, and would you say, I think I will, or I guess I will, probably? I'm not sure, but
I think so. That's what I'd say.
Okay, you might say, I gotta go downtown to do some
shopping.
And then you bought something, and so the storekeeper took a piece of paper and
wrapped it.
Mm-hmm. And then when you got home, you
unwrapped it.
Now, if somebody had to sell something for less than they paid, you said they had to sell it
cheaper.
Okay, and they had to sell it
at a loss.
Yeah. Now, if there was something you saw you liked, but you didn't have enough money to buy it, you might say, I'd like to buy it, but that thing just...
It's too expensive.
And if you're using the word cost, you
say... Cost too much.
And when it's time to pay a bill, you say the bill is...
When it's time to pay the bill.
Yeah, a bill is due?
The bill is due.
Okay. And if you belong to a club, you have to pay your
dues.
And if you didn't have any money, you might have to go to a friend and try to
borrow it.
And, this is another one of those verb type questions. Okay, somebody's going to dive in board.
They're going to dive off.
Right, okay. You might say,
no.
Yesterday he
dived off the board.
Okay, but now I have never
dived off the board.
Okay, now I'm going to do the same thing with swim.
Okay.
Tomorrow I think I will
go swimming.
Or I will